Good luck. We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas Abi Mori Arafila B'meir Chilmecha Zichrono Lebracha Loikari Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. And we begin in Sefer Tehillim, we begin 15 Kapitlach known as the Shir HaMalosin. So in Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, that really long one we learned on Friday, and I apologize for the summary being 30 minutes, David HaMelech described how much Torah wisdom and mitzvah observance served as the basis of his Orach Chaim. Now he's going to talk about how people rise. It's a Shir HaMalos, how you grow one step above the other. And by the way, Rasad Yagon comments that the music which accompanied the 15 Shir HaMalos reflected a rising. And so as each kapitel was offered, the Levian played another step up, and these were all sung on the 15 steps, and this they were known as Shir HaMalos. Shir HaMalos El Hashem Batzarasali Karasi Vayaneni, here in Kof Chaf, in number 120, he begins with a song of ascents, each step up. And it comes up with a level, just like the Beis HaMikdash, which is the center of all creation, was built on levels moving upwards. And so we begin, I cried out to Hashem from my distress. People who would come up to Am Yisrael and Yerushalayim for Sukkos, Pesach, and Shavuos, they certainly would also come up and express the distress who want to come back out there. Hashem, Atzila Nashim Mitzvah Shaker, Miloshon Rimiya. Hashem, please save my soul from the lying lips. The Medrash points out that Am Yisrael was subjected to a lot of suffering, but the most of that is to be slandered. And that was made particularly bitter by libels against Am Yisrael. So the Pasuk asks, what can Hashem do to restrain you from doing damage? The Gemara in Erechim points out, Hashem says to the tongue, I gave you within two walls, the hard ball, or the hard bone-like one of the teeth and the one of the lips, and I gave you lethal power in both gates. But what else can I do to protect you? The Yerushalmi says that Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai says, I first thought if I was present at Har Sinai, I would have asked Hashem for two mouths. And I changed my mind because I thought that the mouth I already polluted, if I had another one, I would just double pollute it. And so therefore, I need only one mouth. The arrows of the mighty are sharpened together with the coals of Rotem wood. Woe unto me, Hashem. I've been involved in a galus for such a long period of time. Rashi says that Meshach refers to the nation of the son of Yefes, and I've been hanging out with him so long, in such a long period of time. Shachanti Malei Kedar, I lived with the people of Kedar. Rabash Shachna La Nafshi Imsonei Shalom. My soul dwelt very a long time with those people who ate peace. But Ani Shalom, uppermost part in my mind is the desire to make peace. Bechi Adaber, and when I speak up, Hema La Milchama, they are all in it for war. The Medrash says that Hashem said, I stretch out my hands to the person who wants to do tshuva. I turn myself away from nobody. But sometimes what happens, other people turn away. And so the first of the Shir HaMalos explains why Am Yisrael has to come up from the galus. We can't endure the persecution of the people who want to drag us down to the destruction. We have a responsibility to go in another direction. And Be'ezus Hashem, as we learn towards how to raise ourselves, we will see that we will be raised up if we stick to a path with Hashem as we continue onward with our Shir HaMalos. And everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.